Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it is New Jersey Hall of Fame coach, NFL coach, Penn State football star, Green Bay Packers superstar. And did I say NFL coach too? Yeah. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio. And we're playing his song, Dancing with the Stars, that he danced to in Dancing with the Stars. I found that on YouTube, and I was beyond amused, I must say.
Oh, man, I tell you, sometimes when I'm sitting here waiting to do this show, I listen to some of the things you go over, and man, it gets chilling from time to time. Wow. I can't believe some of the things you hear.
Well, listen, man. Now, you're following in the footsteps of a 99-year-old veteran who will be 100 tomorrow on Veterans Day, Gerard O'Malley. So you got big shoes to fill, man.
Thank you for his service, brother. That was our best generation.
And
those,
by the way,
will never come around again.
He was a New Jersey educator for his career. Jersey educator of the career of the year. You can understand that as a teacher and coach in that great state.
Where? Do you know where, Bobby? Where was he?
Let's see. Essex County.
Oh, my God, Bobby, I grew up in Essex County. I'm from Irvington.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I'm wondering where. Oh, that's interesting. Whoa.
Yeah, he was an assistant professor. Oh, assistant superintendent of schools, Milburn, Short Hills.
Oh, God. Bobby, my son, my daughter-in-law teaches at Milburn. My sister-in-law teaches at Milburn. And my son was a teacher at Milburn.
Oh, my gosh. How about that?
What's his last name again?
O'Malley. Gerard O'Malley.
Wow, I got to ask people around.
He was educator of the
school districts in New Jersey.
Yeah, educator of the year out there. And yeah,
if it's Milburn, it's a very proud school, very academic, very really.
Now, remember, he's 100, so it's years ago. But he was a consultant for the whole state. He basically went in while he was teaching at Rider College. He retired from the local teaching. And superintendent. 1992 to 2012, he taught there and then was a guy who they'd bring into these troubled school districts to bail them out, our guy Gerard O'Malley.
Yeah, that's an awesome, what a credit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what a life of service.
Army, Air Corps, and education. Can't get better than that, man.
Can't get better than that.
All right, well, Chester, talk to us.
Anything
stand out in college?
Very interesting.
Go ahead.
I'll start with college. It was really quite interesting. It was a day of heartbreak. You know, Bobby, we've been riding the Penn State thing for a long time, and rightfully so. I mean, I wanted a change. I could see certain things written on the wall. I could see the season going in a direction, all that said and done. But you know something? Let's give kudos to the Penn State football team this week. They showed a lot of heart against a real good football team. Matter of fact, for the majority of that football game, they outplayed them. It looked like the old defense Penn State was supposed to have when you were talking about their preseason number two ranking. That was that they held them to literally 300 yards in offense, which you're talking about one of the most high-powered offenses in the world, I mean in the country. And literally what a great performance. The kid Grunkenmeyer or Muckenmeyer, whatever his name is, the young freshman came in, did a hell of a job as a quarterback. He managed his football team. But the bottom line was, in the end, players make plays, and great players make great plays. And the kid Cooper made a catch in the end zone at the end of that game that if I got to lose, at least I lost to a highlight reel type of catch and toe tap in bounds. The kid Grunkenmeyer, in the end, he's still too young to take a game over and win it for you yet. Mm-hmm. But the nice thing about it was he showed poise. The moment wasn't too big for him. You might have your future quarterback there. So a lot of the pluses were really good. I mean, the attitude, the atmosphere in the stadium was fantastic, and the kids showed a lot of heart and almost knocked off the number two team in the nation. So I said that's a great tribute to Penn State. On the other side, you had Iowa, who's playing the number five or six rated team in the country last week, Oregon. They played the hell out of them. They did everything they needed to do to win that football game. Typical boring Iowa football. Mm-hmm. A little bit of offense, great defense, which isn't real great for spectators, but it, you know, Coach Ferentz has won many, many games playing it that way. But in the end, what happened? Moore throws a pass, a beautifully thrown fade into the corner. Kid makes a big time play, sets up the field goal, and they lose the football game. But two great efforts in college football with two almost big knockoffs at the top. The second thing I wanted to talk about with college football, Bobby, is we're getting to that point now where, you know, it's the playoff picture's taking a big pick, you know, it's becoming focused now. Yeah. Now, it looks like to me 1 through 8 look pretty secure. We've had this discussion before that 9 through 12 to me is going to be your arguments. It's going to be, oh, you kidding me? I should be in. And I keep looking at it, and there's one team I just keep saying they're going to get screwed in the end. And I keep thinking Vanderbilt's going to get it. Now, they're out of the picture right now. They're at 13. But you got Notre Dame in there, Texas in there at 11, Notre Dame in there at 10 or 11. And my point is they're right on the cusp of getting it done. But here's my thing to look at for the remaining time here. You've got four spots, essentially, without any big losses happening prior to the final selection, and you've got 2 weeks to go. This thing could change 10 times before the actual final 12 get in there. But the things to look for, Georgia Tech, do they even have a legitimate chance with one loss? Well, they're going to have to win an ACC championship, and they're going to need to play Miami, and Miami's going to need to win the conference championship. That could be interesting. Notre Dame don't have anything to worry about because they could just go play Our Lady of the Oranges tomorrow if they want, and they're in. So you know how I get angry at the Notre Dame situation. Being an independent, they sit there, and again, no conference obligations where they have to risk, obviously, being in the playoffs. So they're looking pretty secure other than playing Pitt.
And well, the guy who comes on Mondays before you, John Perillo, who does Monday Musings, he's a Navy guy. He's a Naval Academy guy, and yeah, he took the loss hard.
Well, in the end, again, the Navy gives you – again, the academies are going to play their hearts out, Bobby. They always have. I remember my days at Penn State. We played Army. They never quit. They kept coming, and they kept coming, and they kept coming. But the bottom line is you're athletically inferior. You just don't have those people. And what you saw quite apparent early in the game, Navy hung around, and then the physicality and the athleticism of Notre Dame took the game over, and then after that it's a track meet. So, you know, like I said, it'll be an interesting picture to watch. Who's going to need conference champions to get in the tournament? Who's going to have to win conference title games to get in? Will a three-loss team get in? That's my big picture. Mm-hmm. And if it does, it has to come from the SEC. It has to come. Again, that's the each week. When you play Kentucky, you play those lower-rung schools. Auburn, look at the great job Auburn did this week. They had 500 yards in offense against Vandy. Vandy had to pull it out in the end. Look at even the bottom-rung SEC teams. Nothing is a given. South Carolina, Auburn, they're excellent football teams. They just happen to play in the best conference in the country. So it makes it tough. So it'll be interesting to see how that all pans out.
All right, Chester, now, hang with us because we got to take this break. We'll come back. We'll talk NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Monday morning wrap-up with our man Chet Parlavecchio. All right, Chester, let's talk NFL, my friend.
Well, let's go around to the locals like we do every week. Again, you look at Pittsburgh, and that was probably their worst performance of the year. I thought they were completely outplayed. They lost time of possession, literally 2-1. They were 2-for-11 on third downs, and they gave up 5 sacks. Other than that, they might have forgot the water cooler, and that would have been the least thing they could have done. I mean, but it was a nightmare. It was probably Aaron Rodgers' worst performance. It's one of those you just got to forget. You move on, you turn the page, it happened. You're still very much in the fight, although Baltimore's coming hard on your trail. But you're still very much in the divisional race, and you're in the playoff race. So you got this one of those you just got to forget. Then we tow down to this. If I told you, Bobby, I got the biggest kick out of this. If I told you your quarterback went 6-for-11 for 54 yards and an interception, what would you tell me? I would say to you, what high school does he play for? But when Justin Fields had those numbers and the NY Jets, the J-E-T-S-S-S, still happened to pull one out, I said, that is the win of the day. They did it with a kick return, a punt return, which is an NFL record, first time done in a quarter. But I said, my God, was that a rough game to watch, Cleveland and the Jets? But hey, listen, good luck to Aaron Glenn. Their second win, great. Now the crusher of the day. I got to tell you something. I know the Giants aren't very good. But, man, they have had three crushers that you want to jump off a building if you're a head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about the one they blew in Dallas, the unbelievable debacle in Denver, and then yesterday with 4 minutes to go. And let's be honest, the Chicago Bears have a nice little team, but it's not exactly the Elway Denver Broncos. They're a solid team. And again, I love the job Caleb Williams is doing. I think he's really improving under Peterson. He's doing a great job. But that's another tough loss. And then on top of it, it's like you get double spanked. You lose your quarterback to a concussion. But like I had said, that's the risk you take starting a young kid with a team that doesn't have the supporting cast around him. That's the risk you take.
Let me ask you about that. And I know I told you this, and I said it a couple of times. Because the coach, the Giants head coach, Dable, played at University of Rochester, my alma mater, and all that, I'm rooting for him. But after three losses of that type, it's chicken and egg, I guess. But did the coaching bring you into that position to be able to win the game and the players couldn't deliver, or is it the reverse?
here's my absolute take on this, okay? I feel, and this happens at time to time, being a coach, I could tell you these things sometimes happen. You're in a situation, you've lost three heartbreakers, okay? Really devastating games. Bad things have happened. Scatterboo's leg got broke or ankle broke. Now your future quarterback gets a concussion. I believe sometimes, Bobby, a situation reaches a point where it doesn't matter whose fault it is anymore. Yesterday, literally, everybody was at fault. The punter shanking a punt, the offense putting the ball on the ground, the defense playing like jelly, the coaches play calling. It was a complete team effort. But you know where you're at right now? You're at a point where I think so much bad has happened that these players will always connect you to bad things.
Yeah.
And it just needs time for everybody to go their own way. You have a young quarterback here that, believe me, whether Brian Daboll stays or not, it's not going to affect Jackson Dart's progression as a quarterback. The people that will take it, believe me, will know how to develop a quarterback. My thing is, at this point, so many bad things, and these aren't just these are heartbreakers, man. These yes. are losses that just pull your gut out.
Yes.
And I really believe you reach a point where I can't imagine them going back to the field house next season and those same coaching faces being in that room.
Yeah.
Because I would always connect them with bad things, man. Mm-hmm. Bad things.
Hey.
And I think, and it's not a curse word. It just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know when it's time for a change. And guess what? It doesn't matter whose fault it is anymore. It's time for a change.
All right.
And
that was the conclusion. Sad conclusion yep. I came to. All right.
Let me real quick hit you with something real quick. We're at the halfway mark here pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me look at this right now. Some highlight moments to throw out there real quick for the week. All right. You got some of the worst defenses in my rankings to the halfway part. Washington just happened to pass Cincinnati. I don't know which defense is thinner, but yesterday it looked like a pro team playing against a college team. Washington just got pushed literally all over the field. So I would say some of the worst defenses in football, we go with Washington, Cincinnati, and Arizona. Now, we go with some of the toughest losses or teams that have lost some tough ones. We got the Giants. We got Jacksonville yesterday, another doozy to Houston. Again, that game was over. I turned it off. I thought I had a winner. I come back, I got a loser. I lose my ticket. All right? And Carolina, again, tough loss over to New Orleans. But the last thing I'll say, shoving up this week, because it was a quick week, a shout-out to these four players. Tyler Shough of New Orleans, Davis Mills of Houston, Jacoby Brissett of Arizona, and Mac Jones of San Francisco. And why am I giving them a shout-out? These are three guys that early in the year didn't have a job, and they're going out there and they're playing some damn good football. Nice. Yesterday, Houston pulls off that tremendous comeback. Tyler Shough wins that one in New Orleans. Brissett's been a real professional since the moment he's taken over, and so has Mac Jones. So I think a little special shout-out to four perennial backup quarterbacks that have done a really nice job for their football teams.
All right, I'm going to trouble you for one more call with the couple seconds we have. The Packers, your Packers, against the Eagles. And when I say your Packers to Chet Parlavecchio, ladies and gentlemen, that's because he was a Packer.
I heard your boys switch on.
The pie man.
I got to tell you something. I liked his prediction. I could see the Eagles with a 3-point win there. I really can.
Okay.
I'm 24-21, whatever. But I could see the Eagles. I don't trust Love that much yet. Mm-hmm. I don't trust him. Against Arizona, they looked all out of sync. They looked better a week ago. I like your boys' pick, Philly 3, but my heart is going to Green Bay. I just don't think they're going to lose on a Monday night in Green Bay.
At Lambeau.
I just think, yep, at
Lambeau. Chet, how did it feel? We're way over, but it had to feel great to go on the field at Lambeau Field as a Packer.
When I was a rookie, Bobby, the first thing I did, I was a rookie. I remember the first time we walked on the field at Lambeau, I went down to the far goal line and I stood there on the goal line and I said, oh my God, this is where it happened, where Bart Starr snuck in from the one against the Dallas Cowboys in the Frozen Bowl. And I said, oh my God, this is the spot it happened.
Amazing.
Yeah, Green, if you, and I'll leave you with this. If if you as a fan, Bobby, or anybody out there that is a true NFL fan, and you want to treat yourself to nostalgia and to old times and what football really was and is, you got to make a trip to Lambeau and out in Green Bay. It's really what the NFL was and is and should always be.
It's
nostalgia.
All right, my man. Thank you, Chester. Right, appreciate it. Chet Parlavecchio. He's got his Monday wrap-up, and we got much more out of him today. Thank you, Chet.
Take care, Bobby.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.